from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Each year, hundreds of thousands of Americans are implanted with tiny battery-controlled devices that regulate the beating of their hearts. Those devices transmit streams of medical data directly to doctors. But as Amy Standen reports, some patients fear they're being kept out of the loop.
The ICD, implantable cardioverter defibrillator, is a miraculous device. Consider what happened to 45-year-old Hugo Campos one October.
I was walking down the street. I was walking to meet a friend for lunch. All of a sudden, I felt weak, and I felt like I was going to pass out.
Campos has a genetic heart disease called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. His heart had begun to beat so fast that it couldn't effectively pump blood to his brain. He can actually show me what happened on a printout his doctor gave him.
So it's listened to my heartbeats. Boom, 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 boom.
Then,
boom,
suddenly, the waves scrunched tight together. His heart was in overdrive. The ICD had two options. It could deliver a powerful jolt of electricity, like those paddles you've seen on TV. Instead, it acted like a pacemaker.
And then it immediately delivers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 pulses of tachycardia pacing.
That pacing forced Campos's heart back into its normal rhythm. It probably saved his life.
You feel the blood rushing back into your head. It feels great. Life feels great. It feels outstanding.
Living in constant proximity to death, as Campos does, has left him with a fervent, even unusual, desire to know what's happening in his body. He's a web designer living in Oakland, and you could call it sort of a Silicon Valley approach to health. Campos has had his genome sequenced, he sleeps with a sleep monitor, goes nowhere without his pedometer. And he wants to have that same sort of relationship with his ICD as well. He doesn't want to have to go to his doctor for the occasional printout. He wants the complete raw data on demand. But in 2009, when Campos went to Medtronic, which makes his ICD, he was told he couldn't have it. Since then, this has become Campos's crusade on the media, all across the internet. And he's not alone.
So when my electrophysiologist slid the device across the table to me and said, "Look how great it is. It's small, it's compact, it's really not that big of a deal." I said, "Great."
Karen Sandler is a tech privacy lawyer who lives in Massachusetts, and she's also been implanted with an ICD. But what she wants is even a step beyond what Campos is asking for.
"Can you tell me? I'd love to see the source code."
We are seeing a cultural shift.
Dr. Paul Tang in Palo Alto has advised the White House on health information policy. He says this whole issue of data and access is just starting to unfold. You can imagine a day when your iPhones will tell your doctor how much you've been exercising. Your bathroom scale could report whether you've gained weight.
In the future, I think we're just going to take advantage of much more of these continuous signals that either emanate from your body or can be determined non-invasively and provide feedback on how the things you do in everyday life affect your health and improve your health.
To Tang, this is a boon to public health. But Campos is worried. He believes that unless patients start asking for this information now, they risk being left out of the loop entirely.
I should be in charge of it, in the same way that you are in charge of your financial information. It's just a matter of putting the patient in the center of their own care.
Meanwhile, Campos's ICD crusade seems to be working. A spokesman for Medtronic says the company is now willing to give him his raw data and that it will do the same for other patients who request it. Campos says he'll believe it when he sees it. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
Support for Quest is provided by the S.D. Bechtel Jr. Foundation, the David B. Gold Foundation, and the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.